Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See those in movies and go, there's no jazz club like that, but now there is. It's so weird. But anyway, we're glad to see you all here tonight. We're going to be playing kind of just whatever comes to mind here. We've been, I guess we've done about 4 gigs now together as a trio. These two gentlemen are two of my very favorite musicians who I've admired since I first heard them, and I've had the opportunity to play with each of them in different situations over the last few years, and I really was kind of dreaming about how it might be to play with them in a trio situation, and we're just doing a few gigs, really. It's about a 2-week tour that was sort of, it kind of all came about because of the Monterey Jazz Festival, which was yesterday. They had, you know, made a proposal for me to bring something special there. And these were the two guys that I really wanted to play with, so I arranged to book them about a year ago, and then I thought, well, since we're playing anyway, maybe we can do a few gigs around it, and the idea came from Jason here at Yoshi's to maybe do some gigs here, which I had always wanted to do, so that's why we're here. And on bass is a gentleman who's actually from the Bay Area here originally, and he is truly one of the most musical and interesting and exciting bass players to come out onto the jazz scene in a long, long time. Please welcome Larry Grenadier. Community, not only as a drummer, but as a band leader and as a composer. He's become probably the most in-demand young drummer around for a very good reason. He's also got the indelible stamp of permanent musicality on everything he plays. Just has this weight to it, and for musicians that are lucky enough to play with him, they're treated to something very special, which is his amazing listening skills, which are very, very rare. I'm so happy to be getting this chance to play with him. Please welcome from Shreveport, Louisiana, on the drums, Brian Blade. Steve Swallow is probably his most famous composition. It's always been a real favorite for me to play, written, as I said, written by Steve, called Falling Grace. Then we did two kind of old ones for me that I haven't actually played in public for a really long time. It's getting back there now. Those are two songs from my very first album. Right Size Life was the name of the album. And first of the two was the title of the album, Right Size Life, and then right after that we did one called Syrupon. And honestly, I haven't really had too much inclination to play those tunes. The trio that played at that particular time included great bass player Jaco Pistorius and Bob Moses. And I don't know, something about these guys, they both had, you know, talked that they liked that record, and it's really been fun to hear their way of playing those tunes. I've really been enjoying that. We're probably going to do another couple from that, either, I don't know, on this set, but over the next few days. Then after that, we did Stella by Starlight, the standard. And then the one that we just finished was a song that was written a while back now called James. And we're going to keep going. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was two songs, one very recent. First one on the unusual looking guitar is called Into the Dream. And then the one that we just finished was So May It Secretly Begin, which is a song from the album Still Life Talking. We're going to play a brand new one now. This one has never been recorded. It's a ballad, and it's in G. Thank you. come on up. It's Larry Grenadier on the bass. Brian Blade on the drums. And myself, Pat Matheny. Thank you very much.
Trio. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. welcome to the late show. Yoshi's, it's great to be here. This is the first time I've ever had the chance to play here at Yoshi's. These guys have been here before. And this place is really unbelievable. I mean, it's such a beautiful club. You guys are very lucky to have something like this. You know, there's really nothing else like this that I've seen anywhere. I mean, it's really, really something. So, glad to be here. This group is sort of a new one. We've played, this is our fourth or fifth gig together now. We've been doing just a few concerts around that were sort of built around the opportunity to play at the Monterey Jazz Festival just yesterday, as a matter of fact. And those guys had extended an invitation to me to come there and play with, you know, maybe something a little bit different than my regular band. Brian and Larry were my first choice guys. I thought if I could get those guys, it would be really fun to do. And since we were doing that one gig, we decided to try to do a few other gigs. And Jason here at Yoshi's gave us the chance to come here and play, which is a real treat as well. So that's kind of why we're here. And we're just kind of picking tunes that we like to play that are, you know, are from different records that I've done in different settings, and it's just a lot of fun. So we hope y'all are enjoying what you've heard so far. I want to take a minute to acknowledge that these guys are, you know, just unbelievable favorites for me. Since I heard both of them playing in different situations, I became their biggest fan clubs. And on bass is someone who had been around Boston for a while and then moved on to New York, where he's played with so many people, you can't really name them all, but I think he's really made an impact in the last couple of years playing with Brad Meldow's trio, which is one of the best new groups in general to show up in a long time, and he's a very important part of that group. And he also happens to be from here in the Bay Area. He's one of the guys on the bass, Larry Grenadier. That Brian has been on the scene, he's, I think, become almost everybody's favorite new drummer, as the incredible musicality that just oozes from his pores is impossible to resist for anybody that ever has had the chance to play with him. He is truly a poet when it comes to music, and not just on the drums. The tunes that he writes, the band that he's put together, the record that he's made recently on his own, all add up for me to be one of the, make him one of the most exciting musicians to show up on the scene in a long, long time. Please welcome from Shreveport, Louisiana, on the drums, Brian Blade. We're just going to keep going. Thank you.
Thank you. one really new one, the first one on the weird-looking guitar is one called Into the Dream. And then right after that, we did a song from the album Still Alive Talking. It was called So May It Secretly Begin. And we're going to go on now with a pretty old one that has always been a real favorite of mine, and I've really been enjoying the way these guys are playing it. It's called Farmer's Trust.
Thank you.
Twilight Zone here. We're going to do one now that is written by the great piano player Horace Silver, and it's called Lonely Woman.
Thank you.
tonight. But from all of us, thanks for coming out and listening. We've really had fun playing for you tonight. And we'll be here for the next couple days, too. And we want to thank everybody here at Yoshi's for inviting us, too. It's really great to be here once again. And I'd like to ask you all one more time to thank, on the bass, Larry Grenadier. Brian Blade on the drum.
Thank you.
Brian Blaze.